together.
This church missionary service marks the first anniversary of the North American Layman's Congress. A year has passed since we met in Grand Ledge, Michigan. At that time, the 2,400 delegates and thousands of others in attendance made a commitment to God that they would expand their soul-winning program by giving more Bible studies, conducting more cottage meetings, starting more branch Sabbath schools and children's story hours, and holding more lay efforts. Then you remember that November 4 of last year marked the beginning of a concerted movement in the giving of Bible studies all through North America. Our laymen pressed forward to do a greater work for God. I want to read a short note from one of our laymen in the Middle West who's been telling what has been done there during the past few months. My week's program is as follows. Sunday evening, I give a Bible study to three persons. Monday evening, a study to two adults and three children. Tuesday evening, a study to a lady who shows much interest. Thursday night, one study to one person. Besides this, I also give a study once a week to a little lady who lives upstairs. Since the Layman's Congress, the Lord has really blessed me with souls baptized. First, a young man I had been studying with took his stand. Then my brother, his wife, and their two children surrendered their hearts to the Lord. This came about through the signs of the times I sent to them and the Bible Correspondence School lessons. This layman, since the Layman's Congress, has been giving five Bible studies a week to 11 persons, as indicated in this letter, on four nights, and there have already been five baptized. That is typical of the zeal and the spirit and the earnestness of our laymen since that Layman's Congress. And we want to thank you as leaders, as church officers, as pastors, as members, for what has been done during this past year. What progress has been made? What kind of a report can we bring to you this morning during the last 9 months, since November through July? Elder Kuhn has kindly consented to show us a little chart here. We wish it might be larger. During the last 9 months, from November 11, when our layman's United Layman's Advance was started, there have been held 145,114 meetings by our laymen. That represents 4,013 meetings every single week, or more than 500 gospel meetings held by our laymen every day during that 9-month period. We're also glad that 2,310 souls have made their decisions for this message. That represents 64 every week that has decided to join with us and are now in baptismal classes. How we rejoice that 882 have been baptized and are now members of the Remnant Church. A church of 25 members every week, and 30 new companies have been organized. We are thankful for this report. God has led and God has blessed our pastors and our members as they've gone forth in this United Layman's Advance.
Thank you.
The work of God will be finished when the pastors of our churches rally the members and unite the efforts of the members with those of church officers and the officers and pastors in the churches. I want to share with you a recent letter that came from the pastor of our church in Colombia, Bucaramanga. I suppose it's one of the most persecuted areas in the entire earth. Just a few weeks ago, five were massacred in that place. May I share with you this letter coming from the pastor, Pastor Escondone, from Bucaramanga. The work here goes forward in spite of persecution. When the police and the mob returned from the massacre of five of our members in my district, they brought back Bibles, hymn books, and religious books as trophies of their labors. Their blood testifies to their love for Jesus and their loyalty to the holy law of God. We have just finished a public effort in this city lasting 3 months. The threats and persecutions, which looked as though they would be obstacles, were not permitted by the law to do damage to our soul-winning work. The yells of excommunication only brought more interested people. Every night we had to give the message twice to accommodate the crowd. To attend the great task of encouraging the many interested, we have organized the church in 19 groups, each one with its leader and assistant and 6 responsible helpers, to visit all the addresses in a specified territory. Each group gives a report during the church missionary service each week. The lay preachers always gather the interested people in each of their assigned areas one night a week and give a lecture. So we have several meetings going on simultaneously in our district. We are working together, and we are sure that the Lord will give us a good harvest. I have in my office a map of the city of Bucaramanga, on which are marked with yellow tacks the names and homes of the baptized members. Green tacks mark the homes of those interested, and red flags mark the places where lay preacher efforts are being carried on. You should see how interested it looks. From way beyond the railroad station, which is another quarter of an hour by car beyond the city limits, you can see the tacks and clear to the airport on the opposite side of the city. You see them at the edges of the city, in the center of the city, in the aristocratic sections of our city, where the Adventist message has and is penetrating. There is reason for the furious denunciation from pulpits and newspapers in our city. They have filled the whole city with their doctrine. This church of 350 members now has 437 in the baptismal class. 350 members, 437 now in their baptismal class. Many of them are organizing their lives and their businesses and their work to adjust themselves to the standard of the people of God. Another evidence that the Holy Spirit, in its loud cry, the latter rain, is being poured out. We thank God for these manifestations all around the world. Let us celebrate the first anniversary of our North American Layman's Congress and our United Layman's Advance by making this objective a reality in every one of our churches, inspiring our members to spend 1 hour every week in visiting homes and making new contacts. One evening every week in following up those interests that are discovered in the home visitation. Let us celebrate it by accelerating our visitation crusade, going out with our literature, our Bible correspondence enrollment cards, praying with the people in their homes. Let us celebrate it by reaching unentered towns and provinces and counties all around the world. Through the pastor, the church officer, and the member cooperative, the work will be finished very quickly. May the Lord bless us as we go on praying and working for a finished work in all parts of the world.
Shall we sing as we draw this Sabbath school to a close? Hymn number 553. 553.
Joy and stormy banks I stand and count. heads while we pray. Our Father in heaven, we have gathered here in thy sanctuary this morning to study thy sacred word, to kindle in our hearts, to emanate in our lives the character of Jesus. As we stand here and reflect upon the words we have sung, we see across Jordan's stormy banks the beautiful city that thou hast prepared for those that love thee. But between the reward and ourselves, we see the great work of the loud cry that must be done before thou wilt come. O Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, prepare our lives that we might reflect the life of Jesus and with a loud cry proclaim his righteousness and his life in the darkness that covers the earth and the people. May we shine forth more and more and more and more on that perfect day when Christ shall come. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen.